Hi, Greg. Hi, Ali. There's been some interesting things happening over the last weekend. As you recall, last week I said I was heading over to Gove, where I haven't been for a long, 15 years, I suppose.
Wow.
For the big women's competition over there called the Air North Ladies Fishing Classic, and it's all blue water. That was a lot of fun. I was lucky enough to get the invite to go and take a few photos and put the drone up in the air and enjoy a couple of nice days on the water. Didn't really do any fishing, but we saw a few caught. The interesting thing for me was all these fishing comps I've ever covered, you know, they're always in the rivers or on a billabong, but now out on the wide blue yonder, my skipper, I asked him, I said, should we go 10 kilometres this way and see if we can find a boat? So there was a bit of that, but wonderful comps, very big comp. There are 37 teams, about 100 female anglers, and it would have been more, but it was postponed from March because of COVID. And I'm just, there's only one woman from Darwin there, and I just like the female listeners out there who like to fish in these female comps to think about maybe putting a team in and heading over to Gove next March. And it's not just go on to the Nullarbor Regional Sport Fishing Club website. The president, Chris Arnold, is very keen to get people from Darwin to head over, and hopefully that sort of thing can happen next year without any trouble at all. Great comp. Now, while that was going on,
yes,
we had the 33rd Corroboree Park Challenge held at Corroboree Park Tavern, or that's the venue, by the Palmerston Game Fishing Club, and they do a great job. And this has always been a family event, and I think there were nearly 80 juniors in this competition. A lot of families. They fish from the Mary River as far east as the border of Arnhem Land. And most people fish Corroboree Billabong, and it went very well. There was some beautiful barracuda up to 98 centimetres, I think.
Nice.
At night. It was won by the champion anglers, Justin Holton, mate of mine, and his team. They pulled it off. Last year they nearly won, but he's such a lousy photographer, he cut the tails off on the fish when he photographed them on the brag board. but apparently that went better this year. A lot of fish caught, a lot of Saratoga, and apparently a great comp from the Corroboree Park Tavern. And it's all been happening.
Well, it's going to be busy on the water this weekend too, because plenty of people want to get out and catch that million-dollar fish. What are the tides like this weekend?
Well, actually, they're very, very good for estuary fishing. You know, Darwin Harbour, Bino Harbour, probably as good as you can get on Saturday. We're moving into their spring tides, but they're making springs. That means, you know, the low tides are getting lower and the high tides are getting bigger. And Saturday's low tide at 12:24 falls the day before the full moon, and that's a choice tide for sure for a harbour or Bino Harbour barra. It's 1.3 metres. Give it a go for sure. I wouldn't be surprised if there's some a regtad barra or two caught in the harbour or Bino Harbour this weekend. Sunday's not too bad, but that is on the full moon, and I don't like that as much. Mm. Certainly Saturday, definitely worth a shot. And these tides are similar to the tides. They've got quite a few billfish a couple of weeks ago in the big billfish comp. Mm. And so I'm sure a lot of people will be heading down to Dundee. The tides are ideal for launching at the boat ramp there, which has severe siltation problems, but you've got high tide at first light and you've got high tide at last light, so basically it'll be a cinch to get your boat in and out and spend all day fishing. And a lot of people do that nowadays down at Dundee. Have you heard about the pipeline?
No.
Have we spoken about that before?
Where's that?
Well, the pipeline, it's the gas pipeline that comes into Darwin from way out, whoop whoop, you know, where the rigs are. And the smart anglers have been doing is heading out from Dundee offshore, 70, 80, 90 kilometres when the weather permits, and sounding along the pipeline until they find fish. The fish are attracted to it. And they're getting some beautiful red emperor and saddletail snappers and coral trout. And you're just seeing and hearing of great reports all the time as more and more people are doing this. And, of course, when you go out that far, the water's quite clear, even on the bigger tides, so you can throw a lure out and try and catch a billfish, certainly mackerel. But, yeah, it's funny, isn't it, that something that might be considered as environmentally intrusive has turned out to
be a benefit.
Of course, reap some great fishing results.
That's good news. Well, tight lines this weekend. Good luck with the $1 million fish if you're out chasing it. And Alex Julius will talk again next Thursday.
Cheers. Thanks, mate. Thanks, Ali. Bye-bye.